Avery Gardner, brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, United Rentals, Enterprise Sod Store, American Heritage Bank, Osage Region, Peter's True Value, Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, and Overlays Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 800-749-5936. And now, the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass. And it is Green Country Gardener on your Saturday morning, and it is a pretty good day weather-wise in the neighborhood. If you like summertime temperatures, we have them for you today with highs around 90. If you like fall temperatures, we've got one of those for you tomorrow with a high only in the mid-60s. And
Finally, you got your act together and decided to make the weather good tomorrow.
Well,
it's about time.
We do have a chance, and we have a chance for rain overnight, depending on your location where you're listening to us, around 90% chance for rain.
Then it won't rain.
We'll have two-tenths of an inch, maybe. I don't know. We'll see how it all works out.
We'll see. I'd like to see a little bit of lightning, too. That's kind of fun.
Well, it does. That adds to the ionization levels in the atmosphere.
The air always smells so good after a storm.
A little extra ozone going on.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on at the nursery this
week? Golly, at the nursery. Mums. Pansies. All kinds of cool stuff. We got some new houseplants, too. African violets.
Okay.
The whole schmutz. We have some carnivorous plants, too.
Really?
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Don't stick your finger in there, huh?
No.
I don't think it's quite that fast, but...
No, the
sci-fi movies from the 50s kind of made it look that way.
Tiny little things. They're not a big plant that's going to eat you up, but, you know, pitcher plants and little fly traps and things. They're kind of fun. Kids like them.
They are. Now, there are some that react when you touch them, like the mimosa plant that kind of loses turgor, but...
Yeah, I remember as a kid, Table Rock Lake, at Grandpa's place, we would go down to the lake and they'd be on, we'd touch them and they... fold up. My sister thought that was cruel. But don't do that. What? It's fun.
Yeah, it is.
Then you come back up, they're open again.
So. Yeah. Give them 3 to 5 minutes and they're back where they were.
Exactly. So anyway, so they have plans to do some stuff. It's getting a little cool. Time to think about bringing your house plants in the house. We can talk about that for a bit.
We can do that. Okay.
House plants have been outside. They've been subjected to a lot of insects and whatnot. And you certainly don't want to bring those bugs in the house.
No.
So you want to prepare your plants for that. Look at them very closely. Give them a good old doctor's exam. And find out what needs to be done as far as insects are concerned. And then check it out also and see if it needs to be repotted.
Okay.
Going into the house is a bit of a rest phase for some plants. Mm-hmm. And maybe a little repotting would be good for some of them.
Right.
Give them a chance to recover in a... more steady environment than lightning and thunder and then heat and cold we have outside.
My wife's grandmother used to have her Christmas cactuses outside all night, all summer long from about, I don't know, I could be off on the weeks, but basically all the time we were in daylight savings time, she'd have the Christmas cactuses outside and then transition them back in the house for later.
Right, and then when daylight savings time was over, they'd really protest and throw a real fit about it.
They did.
I'm not used to this time. Come on, people. No, but anyway. They're Thanksgiving plants.
Yes.
Cactus.
Yeah.
And the breeders extend the day length to delay them a little bit so they're Christmas. It's a marketing thing, Christmas... That's more of a market than Thanksgiving.
Sure.
So they delay the blooms on them a little bit. But the flowers are interesting on them. And if you let them go as they will bloom around Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I have to bloom early. It must be a Thanksgiving cactus.
Yep. There are some varieties, I'm sure, individual, this plant, that plant that I work later. But as you've said in the past, they're governed primarily by how much light they get.
Yeah, I don't want to burst your bubble. I'm not a real cactus.
Yeah.
They're just a plant that tolerates some dryness occasionally. And they will not live in a desert situation. But for them to bloom, though, you need to let them dry out a little bit.
Okay.
So if you have one that's doing just great, stop watering it for a little while. And not to the point where it dries up completely. Just reduce the water significantly so it dries out a whole lot between watering.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in an area where it is subject to the natural daily light cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will go ahead and make some blooms. So that should have happened in October. Which is October.
It is October.
Okay, so cool.
There's one reason why I thought maybe we
better
start
talking
about it.
It's a good time right now to do that. So yeah, so don't really fertilize it right now, and don't water it too much. Just let it get a little bit on the dry side, mm-hmm. in between waterings, and try not to shine a light on it at night, and then it should go ahead and put on some flowers for you.
Okay.
Those that do really well are typically in a sunroom somewhere,
mm-hmm.
where the night lights are not on them. So anyway, that's the deal with those.
Okay.
The Christmas cactus is a very good house plant because it can tolerate you being out of town for a significant period of time and then come back,
yeah.
without any problems.
My wife went out and brought home some mums about a week ago. I'm trying to remember when she was over at your place, but
yes.
They're blooming their heads off right now.
Exactly. Mums make pretty good potted plants as well,
mm-hmm.
out in the garden. I've got one in the front. I planted 2 weeks ago, still in full bloom.
Okay.
But the weather's been abnormally warm, or if not warm, inconsistent for this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's caused the blossom show not to last as long. However, I think with this oncoming week, we're getting more normal weather and some cool nights.
Well, we'll see highs through the week somewhere in the 70s, depending on low 70s in the early part of the week, more in the middle 70s, uh-huh. to the mid to late part of the week.
But mostly important, the nighttime temperature is going to, yeah. be down in the 40s.
Right.
So that's just perfect.
Well, thank you.
So you want to... Oh. Give credit where credit's due, Bubba. Anyway.
I say it frequently. I just read the forecast. I'm not in charge of the weather.
I just give you a hard, yeah. time. But anyway, so the blossoms will last a lot longer on your mums because of the upcoming nighttime cooler weather. So, mm-hmm. don't hesitate to put some in some pots or something. So maybe your annuals are looking a little tired in the pots, so it's time to maybe put a little brilliance on those. Yeah, or just maybe add more pots, perhaps.
But, well, cheap. Went out and cleared out all of the summer-type annuals from our large pots and, mm-hmm. put in something that will last more through the winter months. So, you know.
Yeah. We've got a whole bunch of pots on our patio,
mm-hmm.
as we kind of had to make a little bit of change in our family, and I had to make things a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really beautiful still. The summer blooming, or the sun patients. Are really very, very attractive.
Oh, yeah.
Too, by the way. I don't want to tear them out.
Still doing nicely.
Yeah. So I'll get some, what I'm going to do is get some pansies and put them in like gallon containers.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll go ahead and develop a root system. And then after we've had a good freeze, then we'll pull out the sun patients and put these larger pansy plants in there.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be very attractive then.
Okay.
So, yeah, so plan ahead like that, too. And maybe if you really want some color but you don't want to give up your potted plants, go ahead and get some pansies and put them in just some nursery cans.
Yeah.
Or something like a pipan or anything, you know. So they can develop the roots. See, in those little containers at the nursery, they can't develop much of a root system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bit of a culture shock the longer you wait to plant them in the ground. So you need to give them more room for them to stretch their feet out. So they can take the environment very well, because it's going to turn. You know what happens every year?
Sure.
You know, summer, and maybe 5 minutes of fall, then winter.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is about just about a minute longer than we get for
and
spring.
When it gets really cool like that, the plants just don't develop the root system as well when it's really cool like that.
Mm-hmm.
So plan ahead.
What else should we be doing in the garden this time of year?
This time of year, it's out in the vegetable garden. It's, let's see, I got, some notes.
Getting those fried green potatoes or tomatoes going. Yeah.
It's time to dig those sweet potatoes if you haven't already.
Okay.
And, of course, pumpkins. All the pumpkins you planted and the winter squash. You want to remove the green fruit from your tomato if there's a freeze coming on. And
I don't see one in the forecast this
week. Don't worry about
that.
Yeah. We'll talk about that maybe next week. There's still time to plant radishes and mustard in the garden. Mustard greens, good stuff.
There you go.
And turnip greens, collard greens. Being from the South, I was raised on that kind of stuff. Really
good. Regardless of where you're from, it's still a nice change, yeah, salad-wise.
Anyway, remove all of the debris from the garden, all the leftover tomato parts and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a very active compost heap, they can be composted, but if you don't, tilling them into the soil is a mistake, because it'll carry disease from one year to the next. So you want to, if you don't have a compost heap, like I said, it's really hot enough.
I'm going to say we need to define active or hot.
Yeah, hot. Yeah. So it should be somewhat of a painful thing to stick your hand in your compost heap for it to work real well against the pathogens that are present in your tomato plants. Mm-hmm. So just throw them out.
Okay.
The best thing to do. And then till up the soil, loosen it up, leave it loose all winter long. Mm-hmm. And the freezing and thawing action will help break up that clay and loosen the soil. Okay, we talked. Try a cold frame, perhaps, for spinach. And that can be anything. You can take some rebar and put it in the ground every 2 feet apart or 1 foot apart or a foot and a half, whatever. And at about a 45-degree angle, stick towards each other.
Okay.
In a row, like this.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three, four, like it. Pointing at each other. Then you can get some PVC pipe or PEX pipe. PVC is better. It's a bit more rigid than PEX. Half inch works quite well. And make an arch connecting the two pieces of rebar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can put what used to be called visqueen.
Right.
Clear plastic over that. And that'll act as a cold frame. Then you can have fresh garden vegetables all winter long with a cold frame.
Okay.
Now, you probably want to tie the plastic together at the end on another piece of pipe so you can easily roll it over the top. Because it does get warm during the winter here.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
And if the cold frame will turn into a solar oven if you leave it closed up too much. So most of your spinach plants, your lettuce plants, can tolerate some cold weather. So it's going to get down to the middle 20s. It's not much of a problem on them.
Yeah.
But if it gets down below that, you will want to cover them up.
The nice thing about some of those, because it's a clear, almost, I guess, greenhouse-type environment,
mm-hmm.
You get the higher humidity in there and kind of acts to, when you get to the cool evenings, it will, the water that was in water vapor from mm-hmm. the plants earlier in the day will condense and help water the plants.
And get a lot of mold, too. So well, you do want to open them up occasionally.
Yeah.
So that's the basic premise.
Hopefully it's penicillin mold and it'll be good for the plant, but you know.
Okay. Anyway.
Rarely.
So that's a basic, simple cold frame.
They found penicillin mold off of an old
Another thing, melon. If you've got some old blocks around, cinder blocks around, you can kind of line them up and drape plastic over that too. But the thing is, you don't want your membrane, plastic membrane, to touch the plants.
Right.
Because that just transmits the cold and will cause some damage to your plants. So anyway, another thing you do is kind of assess your success you had this last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps develop a strategy for combating any failures you might have had in the garden. That could be anything from wildlife pests to insects to diseases or water issues, mm-hmm. inconsistent water issues or something. So kind of look and see how well you did this year. Were you really happy with the way your vegetables performed?
Yeah.
And
celebrate your victories, too, for the individual that had the 423-pound pumpkin out at the county fair.
Celebrate that, too. Yeah. But if you did have good luck, well, keep it up. Also, remember to rotate those crops. Don't ever plant tomatoes in the same place 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to just have some pretty good luck.
Okay. 800-749-5936, the telephone number to get you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. We'll take your phone calls and continue with Green Country Gardener in just a bit.
Woolerock. Buffalo, elk, and deer. A lodge home preserved just as it was in 1935. A museum with an art collection described by Christie's of New York as one of the world's finest. Will Rogers called it a place like no other in the world. This treasure sits at our doorstep waiting for you to rediscover its incredible magic. Come see us soon and welcome home to Woolerock.
Talking with Brent at United Rentals.
A towable boom cherry picker where you can get up high and do some tree trimming.
Yep, we have two different sizes. Usually keep a 50 and a 34 footer. Just like the big booms, you tow it behind your pickup, you spot it, you can trim your tree, you can paint your house, fix your soffits, whatever works for you. 3801 Southeast Nowata Road, 918-333-9580.
Fall is for planting. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouse has great selection of garden mums, pansies, violas, and ornamental kale. Fall is also the time to sow fescue seed, and Green Thumb has 5-star fescue blend in stock. Check out their great selection of new trees and shrubs for fall planting. Come by Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road and check out Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, noon to 5.
When you need the help of a good mechanic, ABS Performance is where you need to go. They can do everything, from a simple oil change to a full-blown transmission and engine replacement. No job is too big or small, and having the right mechanic for general and complete automotive care is important. They'll keep your vehicle up to date on oil changes and routine maintenance. Seek the help of a good mechanic. Head to ABS Performance on Price Road next to the Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville. Phone number 918-333-4420.
Well, we traditionally celebrate the month of October a little bit with some of the bumpers on Green Country Gardener.
I love it. I love the Oktoberfest bumpers. You remember. It's wonderful. Thank you, Charlie.
800-749-5936, the numbers to get you on the air on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning.
Also in the garden, it's time to begin pruning those trees and shrubs. They've kind of slowed down, maybe. I wouldn't do any heavy pruning on the boxwoods yet.
Slowing down, maybe.
But they're slowing down, yeah, right. And divide your perennials, such as peony, iris, daylily, lirope, and many others. You can do that. Check out your iris, though. I have some that are starting to bloom again.
Really?
Yeah.
So okay.
Somehow we snuck in a few of those re-blooming iris plants in there.
They get a second season out of it.
That's right. So anyway, they're going to be very, very attractive, and that'll happen this week.
Okay.
They did it last week, but we had a real bad freeze, and it knocked out my re-blooming iris. So watch it, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
So the people say, what do I do with my peonies right now? They're so ugly. Well, you can just cut all that stuff off. Yeah, it's done with. They're done with it, really.
Yeah.
And they've basically gone dormant, so they can be cut back.
Whatever photosynthesis goes on is negligible, and you might as well just clean it up.
Exactly. And I plan on doing that today because they look somewhat atrocious. But except for the oriental peony. Tree-top peony. It's still very attractive. The leaves on it, no problems at all.
Mm-hmm.
But 10 feet away, the other peonies are, they're not doing as well.
They're
not very attractive. No. So anyway, those oriental, the tree peonies are called. They're expensive.
Are they?
But golly, when they bloom, they're just really.
I'm going to say, what trait do we want it for then? Is this for the fantastic blooms?
The fantastic blooms and the fact that it does maintain its appearance very well.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular plant is very durable. It actually survived the expansion of my patio. It moved twice and is actually put on top of the ground for a while. And then it finally found its permanent place.
Mm-hmm.
And it bloomed real good this last spring.
Wow.
So
okay. They're
pretty tough plants.
Well, I have a couple of neighbors that have a really good show on their peonies every year.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, they only bloom for a short period of time, and they're great weather predictors because they always have a heavy storm when they're in bloom.
Yes.
So it just never fails. So anyway, they're good plants. They get kind of floppy here, too. A lot of people plant them in the shade or part of sunny areas, and they do tend to kind of fall over. And so they need full, wide, open sun for them to do very well. So peonies. Time also to fertilize those plants, peony plants, because they will be, it'll take a little while for the fertilizer to get down there, especially if you use organics such as bone meal.
Okay.
It'll take a little while for that to become available to the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these begin to grow very early in the spring. No, we're talking February. Mm-hmm. This is October, November, 4 months away. And that's about how long it takes for the bone meal to really decompose and become available to the plant. So you might want to get after it and put some bone meal on your peony plants.
Okay.
Or on your daffodils and tulips or whatever that you might have.
You said put it on the plants. Can we surface apply and water it in, or do we need to actually physically get contact down subterranean?
It's best to integrate it into the soil somewhat.
That's what I thought, but when you said put it on, I wanted to make sure what you were talking about.
Apply it, yeah. And the instructions typically are attached to the container.
Okay.
So, and they try to make it easy to understand. So, yeah, just churn up the soil a little bit and put some bone meal in there, and it'll do fine.
Yeah, well, I've got directions for some. I know my wife got a new carpet shampooer. Our other one apparently went kaput. And the directions on that one were so pictorial that I couldn't find the words to say actually what it, assemble part B on the part C and do this. It was just, the pictures were almost non-self-explanatory. You like the pictures, but, give me some words to go with it, too, somewhere along the line.
Exactly. The wife and I bought a Buick. speaking of these pictorial things, mm-hmm. and we got in their thing, and all these buttons on there to do stuff, not a word on it.
Yeah.
And I said, I told the salesman, it's like an Egyptian tomb. What is this? It is hieroglyphics. What's this button for? It looks like a golf club. Come on. What am I supposed to do with this thing? Yeah. I still haven't figured it out.
Yeah, give me some words. The picture is nice. Give me some words to go with it.
Yeah, and my old truck I drove here today, it says air conditioning, heat, vent. You don't have these little pictures. It says it in English on there.
Anyway,
that kind of goes in with the pesticides.
Yes.
The labels on those. They're very confusing. And you have to, now the Fertilome varieties, when you first open up that little booklet, some of them are 3 feet long, the first thing shows how much to use per gallon or how much to put on a certain square footage.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing they say.
Yeah.
And then all the other stuff comes after that. The susceptibility to plants and all that. Da, 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 da. So,
turns into an MSDS sooner or later, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so that that makes it easier. And that company has done a very good job of making it easier for people to understand how to apply these insecticides and herbicides and whatnot.
Yeah. So anyway, bone meal works very well for peonies and probably, I would say, for all of our spring bulbs.
The peonies, iris, daffodils, crocus, daylilies, and whatnot, they work very well. For all of those, really. And another application in the spring wouldn't hurt either because of the calcium in there, the element of calcium. Well, the cell walls are made of calcium pectate. So it does need some calcium.
Okay.
That they'll be a little stronger, more sturdier that way because they have more minerals to draw their stuff from. Anyway, that's kind of cool. So fertilize your trees and your trees also in shrubs. We talked about that. I like to use Milorganite on that.
Okay.
Because it does have some trace elements in it and it doesn't have a big complicated label. You can't over apply it.
Mm-hmm.
So
that makes it handy because
it does, really. Yeah. And it does actually help keep away some of the wildlife, too.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So they don't like the smell of it. So also another good way is the initial preparation of your plant, of your soil, too. Use a lot of compost in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I did some experimenting and did one bed area where I took out actually 3 inches of soil and replaced it with 3 inches of compost and tilled it up a good 8-inch till.
Mm-hmm.
Really good results.
That's great.
And it takes on water real well. When you put the hose on it, it just soaks in. It doesn't run off. It soaks into the ground because
mm-hmm.
the soil is so porous. So,
okay.
Compost does a lot of stuff. So, on your lawns, it's time to kind of put everything to sleep with the exception of the fescue grass.
Mm-hmm.
The Bermuda grass, the zoysia grass.
Are we still in that good fescue planting window?
Oh, you bet. Yeah. As long as this weather holds out what we're having this coming week, perfect time right now to apply that fescue seed,
mm-hmm.
and it'll we got some rain coming on, so it should maybe.
If the forecast is to be believed, we have an excellent chance of rain overnight. So, yeah.
So it looks like it's going to be a really fast-moving thing, is what the mm-hmm. weather guesses are saying.
Yep.
So it won't last very long. So chances are you'll be able to, some of your grass seed won't wash down.
Yeah.
It'll stay in place.
Hopefully.
So with that in mind, it'll be a good time perhaps to get some grass seed down.
Okay.
And, Bermuda and zoysia grass. We're talking about that. Yeah. It's really slowed down to the point where I ran the edger last weekend and the edge is still there. There's no stolons running across the sidewalk. Even though it's warm, this grass knows when to slow down and prepare for winter. And you don't want to fertilize it because of that.
Right.
That'll just make it weaker. So,
For the newly applied fescue, apply like this week and then fertilize it a little bit next week, or should we just apply it and let it grow right now?
You could, depending on the formulation, if you use a really strong nitrogen fertilizer, it's not a good idea to do that with fescue seed when you put it in. You want to use something fairly, like a 10-20-10, something like that, to get it started.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it gets to where it's really taken off and rooted in real nicely, then you can go ahead and advance the nitrogen levels. And also look at the color of the grass and see how fast it's progressing. And that'll tell you if it needs some fertilizer. If it does not respond to fertilization, mm-hmm. if it just kind of sits there, chances are your pH might be a little bit off.
Oh, okay.
They like a kind of a neutral pH. Rather than somewhat acidic. Now, a lot of people want to establish fescue in the shady areas, and a lot of times those trees have grown and lived in that area for a long period of time,
mm-hmm.
and so the soil pH tends to run a little bit low because of the tannic acid present in oak leaves, for instance.
Yes, I'm well familiar with that situation.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the stains on the sidewalk. But anyway, and then if the parent material in the soil is sandstone-based, it does tend to have a tendency to be a little bit low in pH also. So you have to factor in what kind of trees were there, at least at one time, and what's underneath your soil. Is it sandstone or limestone? Mm-hmm. And that'll give you some kind of clue as to maybe the pH of the soil. And then you can make adjustments based on a soil test.
Okay.
So I was at a house this week, and she could not get anything to grow along the property. Annuals wouldn't grow, nothing would grow. And I said, have you done a soil test? No, and I scratched around a little bit. Sure enough, there's a lot of sandstone around there. And the area has big, big, beautiful pin oak trees. Mm-hmm. They do like a low pH.
Yes, they do.
So I said, I would venture to guess that your pH here is probably a little bit too low to do what you want to do. So we'll have to adjust that with some agricultural lime. Not hydrated lime, but agricultural lime. Mm-hmm. And that will make your plants grow real better. And also, it's lacking in organic material. It doesn't have the porosity it needs. Well, she said, I put compost in it. But we had a lot of rain, and it washed it all down the hill. So there wasn't anything left. So maybe a little deeper soil preparation.
Yeah.
And do what you can to stop that erosion. Mulch works pretty well, but if you've got a real steep slope, there's not a lot you can do, except maybe establishing ground covers or something. But a lot of times a good quality shredded mulch will stop a lot of erosion.
Okay. 800-749-5936, the telephone number that gets you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. And we'll take your calls and continue in just a bit.
At American Heritage Bank, our free mobile banking app allows you to monitor the balances of your accounts and experience personalized banking right at your fingertips. Pair with our free text alerts, and you now have a simple, on-the-go, secure method of managing your money. Visit us at ahb-ok.com or by stopping by one of our convenient locations today. American Heritage Bank, member FDIC.
If your yard is not flourishing, consider this. Talk to the experts at Enterprise Sod Store. They will tell you that sod is the answer to an instant yard and is mostly weed-free. Enterprise Sod has three kinds of sod: Bermuda, Zoysia, and Fescue. They'll pick up and deliver your sod and train you how to install and care for your sod. If you're a current or new homeowner or a landscaper or contractor, call the sod experts at Enterprise Sod Store 918-333-6888. Stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
Hurry into Peter's True Value in Dewey for their buy 2 gallons get one free promotion of Easy Care Ultra Premium Paint of Woodsman Stain. Easy Care Ultra Premium interior and exterior paints are paint and primer in one and provide one coat coverage and mold and mildew resistance. Their exterior paint has weatherall protection for durability in harsh weather conditions. Both are excellent quality at a great value. And Woodsman Stain protects wood surfaces from moisture and harmful UV rays. All are handcrafted in the USA, so be sure to get yours while supplies last. Peter's True Value in Dewey. Behind every project is a true value. Price of the third gallon must be equal or lesser value than the first 2 gallons. Customer responsible for taxes and fees. Limit 5 gallons. See store for details. Offer ends October 15th. Woodsman oil stains not available in all states, depending on local laws and ordinances. Does not include Easy Care 365 paint. Behind every project is a true value from Peter's True Value in Dewey.
And it is a Saturday morning Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. Larry Glass taking your calls, and we have a caller that hopefully was standing by during the break. Good morning, caller. You're on the air with Larry Glass. What can we do for you today?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning.
Yes, I was going to ask you. My name's Frank, and I'm down here in Clear, Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Do you have anything on pawpaw trees?
Pawpaw trees. Any information on them? Well, they're kind of native to the area.
Well, one, does this company have them? And information, where to go to get it at?
They're very hard to get. but we can probably get. There's not much of a demand for pawpaw trees, but they have a kind of a.
Well, there's going to be.
Well, I hope so. What's going on?
They're good plants, really. They're
yeah. Kind of, well, they're real healthy, and but I haven't seen a pawpaw tree in 40 some years.
Yeah.
And I've been out in sticks looking for some, but you can actually get them domestic, can't you?
I think so. We'll have to research that. But there's not a lot of knowledge to pawpaws. It's a very healthy fruit, actually.
Yes.
But there's just not much of a demand. There has to be, for these growers, for them to grow things, there has to be a big demand. Now, one thing about it, if you do find it in the wild, they are very, very difficult to transplant.
Yes. I've tried that before. It don't work.
And if you can get some fruit, you might want to plant the seeds. That'd probably be the best way to do it.
Well, I can just call your office at this number, can I?
333-4091.
Yeah, I would say if this number will get you the radio station, but 918-333-4091 is Green Thumb Nursery in Bartlesville, and Larry or Gary can get you fixed up.
Yeah, Gary's the one who does all the searching, and you know, he's got his ear on the track as far as what's out there, so he can probably find you something somewhere.
Well, you got me going the direction I need. Thank you, and I really enjoy your show.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much for the phone call. Yeah, I mean, I can remember my great aunt had a pawpaw tree and would bring them over as the fruit was ripe, and mm-hmm. It was kind of neat to have them just because it was as a youngster, it was an odd sounding name, and I wanted to have some of it, but yeah. I haven't seen it for a long time.
Well, they grow in upland forests.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're associated with oaks and whatnot in the forest, and they are very very difficult to transplant from the wild. So chances are, if you find one and dig it up, it probably won't make it. But you know, like the Kentucky coffee tree is another one.
Mm-hmm.
The male trees, especially, they're really, really good trees. They're tough as the day is long. You can plant them on top of the driveway and they'll grow.
Wow.
And they're starting to become a little bit more popular, as are post oaks and other things like that. These different plants that are just tough as nails, and the pawpaw tree is one of them. Once it gets established,
mm-hmm.
they do very well, and they're becoming just kind of opening up.
Okay,
really. So there's a lot of other things out there too. A lot of other trees that do quite well too. The chinkapin oak is another one that's really good, and we're getting more and more people wanting those, and we actually have a few of them in stock right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a tough tree too. So anyway, so pawpaw trees, good plants.
Okay
in the yard, we're talking about that irrigation system. It might be a little too early to winterize that. We're going to have a little bit of rain tonight, but it's going to be dry all week. So that's the last thing you want your lawn to do, or your shrub, is to go into winter being rather dry.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to, goodness.
Yeah, I would say,
that on.
I don't know, the frog must have jumped in there when you were getting the phone call.
Could be.
Yeah.
I didn't have enough pawpaws for breakfast. But anyway. So I wouldn't worry about it. It's not going to be cold enough to winterize a sprinkler system. But if you had one that we installed, it probably will not run.
Mm-hmm.
Because we put temperature sensors on them, shut them down when it gets cool.
Okay.
Like in the middle 30s, it'll shut it off.
Would it be a good idea for folks over the next week or two to just run the sprinkler a little bit longer than, say, they might normally this time of year, just to get the added moisture in the ground?
No.
Oh.
Right now,
a great idea.
Soil moisture is good right now.
Okay.
So actually, if I had a sprinkler system, I would just run it manually.
Okay.
Go out and check the soil. Save yourself some money. Don't just let it run automatically, like, you know, like the newspaper coming every day, or the mail comes every day. You just don't let it run every day like that. Just water it as needed, and then you can save some money on water. But actually, for all the trees and things we planted this week, the ground moisture is really, really quite good.
Okay.
So we're in good shape.
Great. I have a call, and we'll say good morning. You are on the air on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you this morning?
Yes, good morning. In regards to the lawn, there's a flat growing weed that pops up in there occasionally. Is that a sedge, or what is that?
Oh, that is, now that you mentioned it, I can't remember. I think it's spurge. name of it. It's a member of the euphorbia family. If you break it, it exudes a milky sap. And very flat growing, lots and lots of little tiny leaves.
Yes.
That one's really, really tough to control because it has a lot of hairs on the leaf and water just pops right off of it. So it's not cold hardy. It's going to freeze someday, Charlie, if you ever get around to it. And so it'll just die out when it gets cold.
Probably is it a perennial? Does it come back?
It's an annual. And
okay.
It reseeds itself very well. If you do have a big problem with spurge like that, then you might want to consider using a pre-emergent herbicide in that area to help control it.
I see.
Right about now would be good.
So it'd be a waste of really. Time to put 2,4-D or something like that on it.
No, it is so tough to control with herbicides. I wouldn't worry about it right now. Roundup works pretty well if you put a surfactant in with it. And surfactant, in this case, doesn't necessarily mean soap. You don't want to use a spreader sticker per se. They're very efficient at getting the herbicide down where it needs to go.
And does Roundup kill the soil or does it just kill the plant that you put it on?
Roundup is considered a systemic herbicide. So it once it's in the soil, it's non-functional. So you want to be sure to spray the leaves.
Yes. And one other question. In the yard, there is a plant that kind of looks like strawberry leaves. It just is very prolific in its root system.
Yeah, that's the wild strawberry, and that's a tough one to control. And it's typically characterized by being associated with rather poor soil.
Uh-huh.
So perhaps if you mow your grass a little bit taller and water it less frequently, and maybe up the nitrogen levels a little bit when you do fertilize, it should become a thing of the past.
Does weed killer work on that pretty well since it's broadleaf?
Marginally, but it will work.
I see. And it better to wait and do that in the spring than now to get rid of it.
Yeah, well, the wild strawberry is a perennial, so it will be back again. So
okay.
The getting rid of it is a cultural practice, really. So they really like a lot of water. So if you're watering a whole lot, you might want to water it less frequently. If you do have a sprinkler system, water it less frequently. And then water at the same time that you do for that period of time, but not as frequently. Maybe twice
and
a week. Or
is weed killer effective on that during the growing season?
Somewhat. It has a similar leaf characteristic as the spurge in that it's quite hairy and it's hard for herbicides to stick to it. So if you do use an herbicide, you want to use a broadleaf type herbicide so it doesn't kill your grass. And put, a spreader sticker in there too to help it stick to the leaves.
Dish soap or something like that.
Well, yeah, dish soap maybe. Dish soap sometimes can dilute the effectiveness of an herbicide.
Okay.
So a spreader sticker works pretty well, too.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. And we have another call coming in. Let me see if I can take this one real quickly. We're getting behind on breaks. Good morning. You are on the air on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you today?
Yes. I was going to ask Larry if this is the time of year to plant pecan trees.
If you can get them, sure. Generally, they're available January, February, March. But if you've got one in a bucket or something somewhere, yeah, you can go ahead and plant it.
Okay, but you won't have any till January.
We don't generally carry the pecan trees.
Oh,
it's
you don't.
Typically something you can get mail order or contact a friendly squirrel.
Okay.
But no.
I didn't know if you carried them or not.
Well, they have such a long root system. You need really a rather strange looking pot to grow them, and and the lifespan, the shelf life is really very short on the pecan tree, so they're very difficult to carry.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much for the phone call, and we'll take more phone calls on Green Country Gardener coming up.
Fall means mowing on hot days are soon over, but at Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, it means great deals on Bobcat tractors and mowers. Four Seasons Ag and Lawn has a double engine warranty on all Bobcats in stock. Four Seasons is offering you the best Bobcat warranty in Oklahoma, starting with 5 years, 500 hours, all the way up to 6 years, 2,750 hours on commercial mowers. Now, nobody can touch that. A double engine warranty on your new Bobcat, only at Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, 3 miles southwest of Ulaga on 169.
Sometimes when a problem needs our attention, we get a warning. Would you recognize a signal if your heart was sending you an alert? I'm Marcy, and I have atrial fibrillation. That means I'm at 5 times greater risk for stroke. Some people don't even know they have AFib until they have a stroke. Talk to your doctor about your risk for AFib and stroke. Treatment saves lives.
Visit heart.org/AFib awareness. Brought to you by the American Heart Association.
Fall is for planting. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouse has great selection of garden mums, pansies, violas, and ornamental kale. Fall is also the time to sow fescue seed, and Green Thumb has 5-star fescue blend in stock. Check out their great selection of new trees and shrubs for fall planting. Come by Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on No Water Road and check out Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, noon to 5.
As the devastation of Irma and Harvey unfolds, the need for help grows by the hour, as does the need for hope. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has provided medicines, medical supplies, and healthcare services for people with nowhere else to turn. We're working with teams in Texas and Florida, mobilizing volunteers to address the most pressing needs. Local clinics and shelters are overflowing, and healthcare providers are struggling to meet demands. They need hope. To help, visit projecthope.org. That's projecthope.org.
A musical toast to you as we get in a little bit of Oktoberfest music on this Green Country Gardener program this morning. Larry Glass in to answer your phone calls, and we've got about 10 minutes yet to go. Plenty of time to get some phone calls in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we talked about encore. Yes, we talked about what's going on at the nursery and what to do about the perennials and our lawns and all that. What about those pesky lawn weeds? Broadleaf weeds like dandelions can be easily controlled during October. They're real young.
Okay.
So
yes.
They can be controlled easily that way. Use a broadleaf weed killer. Very simple.
Okay.
Typically, you look around and you find one with a picture of dandelion on it, and that'll usually take care of them pretty good. While it's relatively warm this week, it's going to be kind of dry coming up this week, too. Mm-hmm. Those broadleaf weed killers will work really good if you have some in your yard. If you don't, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
You're a little bit late. You missed the window on pre-emergent herbicides for the spring's henbits and all that.
Oh, okay. I thought we still had another week or two.
No, they sprouted already.
Oh, okay.
So,
darn.
So you missed that one. You missed that button. So anyway, so you wouldn't worry about that. You just have to worry about it when it comes about. Use a broadleaf weed killer, a post-emergent killer when it comes in.
My wife liked those little purple flowers.
Yeah.
Good morning, caller. You are on Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out today?
Yeah, you said something about cutting back peonies. How do you all do it? How hard? And
I just take pruning shears and cut them to the ground.
All the way to the ground?
You bet.
Okay.
Yeah. Mine at home just have a case of the uglies, and they're going down this weekend.
Okay.
They've already done fed the bulb for the year, and so they can be cut back without any harm to the plant.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
All right. That was an easy one.
Yeah. Another thing that's got a case of the uglies are redbud trees.
Yes.
Which is typical.
Okay.
Somebody asked me, golly, my redbud looks so awful. And I said, they look like that everywhere. It's been a long winter or long summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just worn out.
Looking for that long winter's rest, huh?
Yeah, I don't know of anything that looks really good right now. But anyway, the elms look a little scratchy, and it's just been a long summer. So they'll be fine.
Well, we're starting to get some fall color anyway.
Look closely on your red buds. You will have flower buds coming out of the stems right now.
Mm-hmm.
And those are very dark, purplish, dark purple growths right now, the brown broke, if they're not opened up all the way, little brown growths on them too. The dogwoods also have set their blooms for next year, so you can assess how your dogwoods are going to look this year. I made a mistake of planting one between the house and the shed, and it's way up there.
Oh.
I have to climb on the roof to see my dogwood blooms. Anyway, that's fun.
Okay.
So they got their blooms all set. And your azaleas, in my observations, we got good bud growth in the azaleas this year, so it's going to be a good year.
Okay.
So a lot of good things are happening.
Okay. Well, since we're a little bit behind on breaks, we'll catch up with the final break of the program. Still time to take your phone calls when we return with Green Country Gardener.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand trusted by builders and remodelers Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're our most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overly's Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
Hi, I'm Janelle Hale, founder and CEO of the National Breast Cancer Foundation. No one should face breast cancer alone. When I was diagnosed 36 years ago, there was no internet, and I had to make a decision with little information. Early detection saved my life. It could save yours too. Learn what every woman needs to know about breast cancer. Visit nbcf.org.
Fall means mowing on hot days are soon over, but at Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, it means great deals on Bobcat tractors and mowers. Four Seasons Ag and Lawn has a double engine warranty on all Bobcats in stock. Four Seasons is offering you the best Bobcat warranty in Oklahoma, starting with 5 years, 500 hours, all the way up to 6 years, 2,750 hours on commercial mowers. Now, nobody can touch that. A double engine warranty on your new Bobcat, only at Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, 3 miles southwest of Ulaga on 169.
In Africa, 5-year-old Cheru has no choice. She and millions like her walk miles a day for dirty water. But together, we can end their walk by providing clean water close by. Instead of spending hours walking to get water that makes them sick, girls can be in a classroom and moms will gain back time to care for their families. Sons and daughters can grow up strong, finally free of sicknesses. It's true. When you just add water, you change a life. Learn more at worldvision.org.
It's Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. A little bit of an Oktoberfest going on with our bumper music. And Larry and I try to change things up a little bit sometimes seasonally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with all this stock talk we've been doing out, the shrub of the week is boxwood.
Oh, okay.
Why do you want to plant boxwoods? I think we talked about this last week a little bit, didn't we?
A little bit, but let's go ahead and continue with that.
Probably some of my favorite boxwoods.
Well,
without going through all this long list of boxwoods.
They don't take a lot of maintenance. That's one good thing.
Is probably one of the favorite ones. It's a new one coming out, or that's out already. It's called a Baby Gem.
Mm-hmm.
And a parallel to that is a Baby Jade boxwood.
Baby Jade, okay.
You see a lot of this, a lot of these, because they are becoming more available. You see a lot of them used in my designs, mm-hmm. because they're a good plant that doesn't get any taller than, say, this tabletop over here.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the Baby Gem. But the Baby Jade might get, 24 inches tall, 18, depending on the microclimate.
Mm-hmm.
They stay very, very small, so they're very, very low maintenance. So this is a good evergreen plant to have around the house because of its low maintenance characteristics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not a lot of pests, as I recall.
No, keep them out of the hot sun.
Yeah,
and keep them kind of away from the wall. If you go, just give yourself enough room to walk between your shrubs and the house, and they should do okay.
Okay.
A lot of times the eave of the house is so dry underneath there anyway, they won't grow there because it's too dry and they struggle. So just rethink your bed configurations and pull them away from the house a little bit, especially if you have a wide eave. They should do just fine and not get into that area.
Okay.
We were doing a French drain for somebody this week, mm-hmm. and they had a big old deciduous holly right, just 2 feet from the house.
Sure.
Insanely close.
Yeah.
But we didn't have any problem with roots at all. All the roots had grown out underneath the sidewalk to the yard in this area, mm-hmm. where otherwise we would have had a lot of roots. So that should kind of tell you right away that shrubs just don't do well underneath the eave of a house.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, these plants just do quite well. They're very easy to grow, very tame, very cold hardy, and so on. And so it might be a consideration when picking an evergreen backdrop or an evergreen foundation planting.
Okay.
Now, parallels to that, the dwarf yaupon holly is another good one mm-hmm. that you can use. It stays relatively small. And what I like about the dwarf yaupon is you could just whack it really close to the ground, and it'll come back nice and fresh.
Easy to maintain.
We've had customers who have new windows put in their house. And mm-hmm. they guess, well, I can't put my windows in there because of those shrubs. Larry, could you come? And I cut them down, and they're just, you know, this tall, and they look like, you know, like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you killed my plants. But they came back. We did that to somebody last year. They had a yaupon holly that was real, real close to the house, and way, it's like eating the house up. And she went inside, and it came back, and I got a reciprocating saw after it. And it looked like one of those wine bottle trees. One of the things, wasn't anything left of it.
Yeah.
That was early this spring. Right now, it's back. It's a smaller shrub. It has all the multi-trunk characteristics to it.
Mm-hmm.
And she called us back to trim it again a little bit more, just to shape it up a little bit. So there's a lot of durability in these evergreen leafy shrubs like the boxwoods and mm-hmm. the dwarf yaupon hollies. They're very hard to kill. So you might consider doing that as an ever-present base for your mm-hmm. landscape.
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, at the nursery also we have lots of pansies and a little pansiettes and some violas.
Okay.
So you have a lot of interest in there. The flowering kale is really coming along.
Mm-hmm.
With the weather coming on this week, they're really going to put on a really nice show. We got a lot of that going on right there, too. Lots of African violets, even the little miniature teacup African violets.
Those are really small, aren't they?
Very, very small.
Yeah.
They kind of go along with your little teacup poodle. But
hadn't thought of that. Okay.
Anyway, so we've got those. We got the regular African violets and all kinds of tropical plants for the winter going into your house, and all kinds of mums exhibiting excellent color, which is really going to be very showy this week. So Charlie,
yes,
keep your shovel sharp. We'll see you next week.
All right, that's Green Country Gardener on your Saturday morning.
And commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ.